Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
Brought to you by Sky. Watch brand new Sky original documentary, Murder at the Cottage, on Sky.
Maria, we're not sipping any Bacardi at our club. We're sipping tea and water.
Yeah, down the golf club.
God, no. But join our club, Maria. What have you got for us on the telly this week?
So, you've talked about Love Island already, so I better talk a little bit more about it.
Go on.
Like I need that as a way to, you know, talk about Love Island. But it doesn't start now for another week.
Right? Okay.
So it starts next Monday. But they're releasing names every so often this morning on their social media accounts, Love Island are.
But we don't know who these people are, so the names kind of mean nothing. It's like opening the phone book and calling out, like, Brian McCarthy.
That's the thing, there's no Brian McCarthy. It's Aaron, Sharon and Liberty. Like, they've already got Love Island names.
But they tell you what they tell you who they are and what they do. So that gives you a little bit of interest in, oh, well, that's interesting. You know, we haven't seen one of those on Love Island before.
Right.
So,
well, they're never astronauts, though, are they? Like,
now, come on.
No, there was a fireman last year.
You know, fireman, astronaut.
Well, fireman is a very brave job.
That's true.
So Sharon is a beauty queen. You mentioned Sharon. And she's worked on government policies. So she's brains on
beauty. There you are, Dermot.
Liberty is a waitress, and she typically goes for players.
Oh, so she's in a good place then, because that's effectively what the lads are.
Aaron is a VIP events host.
Wow.
Hugo is a PE teacher. Shannon is Scottish.
That's all they have to say about her.
She's Scottish, yeah. And they've literally just released their last one about maybe 2 minutes ago, and his name is Jake, and he has blue eyes, tattoos, and he's a West Country lad. So they seem to be giving a little bit more information on some than on others,
right?
Which would suggest that maybe
they're more interesting
than
the others
for a living.
Well, do like to drop in some hidden extras. For instance, when Greg O'Shea went into it, he wasn't in the original lineup. He just was parachuted in and ended up winning the bloody thing.
And Maura. Maura was an added extra as well.
Mm.
And she saved it, because actually everybody was giving out about how boring the series was.
Come
and
on,
then
Maria.
They got Maura in.
Give us your Maura.
Oh, no, I can't do it anymore.
No, you can.
I can't.
Just try pick that one word she says.
I can't even think of it. What did she say?
I can't remember. Something without a T in it, anyway.
Yeah, not like water.
It'll come back to me.
So, yeah.
Anyway, we'll get back to that.
You have till the end of the link.
Oh, great.
While you're constantly talking and thinking about other things. Yeah, yeah.
The other TV show, the other reality TV show that went bonkers last year was Too Hot to Handle on Netflix, and that's coming back this week.
What's that again?
So we've a week to wait for Love Island, but we have Too Hot to Handle this week. So they put all these singletons on an island, same as Love Island, except they're not allowed to engage in physical affection. So they're not allowed to kiss, they're not allowed to hug, they're not allowed to do other bits. They're just told to go on the island and fall in love, don't touch each other. Which
this is a Puritan's dream.
For the last 18 months anyway.
This is the Handmaid's Tale you were
organized
watching.
Organized by the Mormons.
No, well, there's a prize value of $100,000. And
so what's the idea that the build-up of sexual tension is so great that people can't resist and then it makes for explosive scenarios? Is that the
exactly.
Right, gotcha.
And the thing is, so the prize fund is $100,000, but every time somebody breaks this rule, the prize fund like gets lower.
Oh.
So then everybody's annoyed at them, do you know? At the end of it last year, there were 10 people left and they were all the winners. So they split the prize pot, which was ended up at $75,000. So they lost $25,000 because people couldn't handle themselves.
And so then 10 people had to share $75,000 between them.
Yeah.
That's crap. 7.5 grand for going on an island and not touching someone.
Yeah, but I don't think... Like, what, you can't have 10 winners. Like, surely you should have one winning couple at least.
I would probably have a problem with that as well. But look, it's probably not about the winner. It's about watching the journey.
Look, all these shows are the same. It's basically that kind of night vision of two people fumbling under a duvet.
They're not allowed to fumble. That's your thing.
And with one leg sticking out, and everyone's like, oh! Oh my God, I can see her foot. What are they doing?
So we're getting 4 episodes on Wednesday on Netflix. This was number 1 on Netflix last year.
Okay.
So 4 episodes on Wednesday, and we're getting the other 6 on the 30th. Because this is airing in the US every night.
Maria, sorry, I have to interrupt you for a couple of texts. One says, Love Island is better sci-fi than Star Trek Discovery. And Gordon says, Love Island, it's like eating your cereal with Dettol. The world is definitely coming back to normal when this tripe is back on TV. Thank God for Sky Multiroom. Fake people for a fake show. I'd sooner stick pins in my eyes. Gordon, say what you really feel.
Yeah. I know. Well, look, it's one of those things. A lot of people kind of knock it before they've tried it. You can't knock it before you tried it.
Well, Dermot did dip in, didn't you? That was at the Mora season that you dipped in.
Yeah, see, that's, you've got to be very careful. You can dip in as a big fat cynic and go and scoff your way through the first 10 minutes. By the end of that show, you're hooked. You have to watch it every bloody day.
Brian's not happy, Marie. He says, why is Love Island starting next week just as the knockout stages of Euro 2020 are happening?
To give people that don't like football a chance.
Yeah. What about Brian, who likes both, the poor fella?
I don't know. He's just going to have to maybe get less sleep.
He'll have to tear himself away from today's match of Ukraine versus Austria.
Listen, that'll be a fine game. And Maria, someone's saying that Maura Higgins said, are you joking?
Are you joking?
There you go. It's like she's in the room.
There you go. That's it.
Stop.
You hit him. You something
frantically
like,
googling.
You did something to him or something. You said.
Yeah, she was. She was. I can see the argument, but I don't know what she said. She was shouting at a guy.
Give us another. Are you joking? Said,
are you joking? Like, it's a terrible impression.
That's pretty good.
And then, the last thing I'm going to tell you about is another reality TV show. Bear with me. It's filmed in Bray. It's about the teenagers in Bray, basically living their lives. But it's filmed over an 18-month period, and it ends at the end of 2020. So it sees the teenagers going into this pandemic and being in lockdown and everything. And trying to get through life as it changed. So there's a couple of different teenagers in it. There's a young footballer, there's a rap group, there's a boxer, which is obviously boxing is huge in Bray, and there's a single mother. So it's a 3-part documentary, and it starts on Thursday on RT2 at 9:30.
Okay.
Is it called A Bray in the Life?
It's called Our Town. It should be called A Bray in the Life.
Yeah, it should be.
Oh, they missed a trick there, didn't they?
Maria, as always.
They must be joking.
Thanks so much. We'll talk to you later.
Maura Higgins is out for my blood.
It's Today FM. Bye.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.
Today FM.
Dermot and Dave.
Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.